From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The man accused of imprisoning three women for roughly 10 years is behind bars this hour, held on $8 million bond. Standing silent with head down, Ariel Castro was arraigned today in a Cleveland courtroom where the charges against him were read aloud.
Ariel Castro, charged with kidnapping and rape on one charge, kidnapping and rape on the second, kidnapping and rape on the third, and kidnapping on the fourth.
Castro has emerged as the lone suspect in this case. His two brothers, who were also arrested Monday, have been released. Police say the women endured years of abuse. They were chained and hidden from public view in Castro's dingy home until one of them escaped with the help of a neighbor and called 911. A final resting place has been found for suspected Boston Marathon bomber Tamerlan Tsarnaev, and he has been entombed. But as NPR's Tovia Smith explains, officials are not saying where.
A Worcester funeral home has been struggling since Tsarnaev's remains arrived there nearly a week ago to find any cemetery willing to take the accused terrorist. Worcester police say they've drained their budget trying to pay for extra security around the funeral home, and yesterday they publicly appealed for help, saying, quote, "We are not barbarians. We bury the dead." Now, Sergeant Kerry Hazelhurst says someone stepped up to the plate.
A courageous and compassionate individual came forward to provide the assistance needed to properly bury the deceased. His body is now entombed.
Police say the body is no longer in Worcester, but refused to provide any further details. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
The U.S. government delivered part of a pledge, $10 million worth of non-lethal aid to Syrian rebels. Some 65,000 MREs, U.S. military battle rations, have been transported to northern Syria, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports from neighboring Turkey.
A convoy of seven trucks crossed into northern Syria to deliver aid pledged in April. According to Syrian media activists at the border, U.S. Ambassador Robert Ford stepped into Syria to hand over the aid package himself. Ford has made similar high-profile diplomatic gestures. As U.S. ambassador to Syria, he traveled to the protest town of Hama in 2011. The non-lethal aid is part of a policy to support General Salim Idris, head of the Supreme Military Command, considered the moderate wing of the armed revolt, tapped by the U.S., as the conduit for aid to the rebels. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Gaziantep, Turkey.
Before the closing bell, Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 22 points at 15,083. NASDAQ Composite Index off 4 at 3409, and the S&P 500 down 6 at 1627. This is NPR News. Hezbollah is responding to Israeli airstrikes last weekend with a warning that it, too, will acquire sophisticated weaponry with help from its Syrian ally. In a televised speech today, the leader of the Lebanese militant group, Hassan Nasrallah, suggested the weapons could be a game changer. Israel has targeted weapons in Syria that it says were bound for Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Israel has not formally acknowledged the attacks. North Korea is offering more details on the accusations against a Korean-American who was recently sentenced to 15 years of hard labor. In a statement today, a judicial spokesman says Kenneth Bae had smuggled in inflammatory literature and tried to set up a base for anti-North Korean activities. The government is denying accusations that it's holding Bae as bait to restart talks with Washington. A Mississippi family stepping up demands that the federal government investigate the murder of a Clarksdale mayoral candidate. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports of victims' families frustrated with the local investigation.
Relatives of Marco McMillan say his February killing may have been a hate crime. McMillan, black and openly gay, was running for mayor of Clarksdale when he was found dead along the Mississippi River levee. A recently released autopsy report lists the cause of death as asphyxia by undetermined etiology, with evidence that he was beaten. But McMillan's family says they've received little information from local authorities. The sheriff's department has arrested a suspect, and officials say he admitted to the crime. The National Black Justice Coalition is also calling on federal officials to step in. The Justice Department says it is monitoring the local investigation. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.